I'm taking a break from recording the audio version of From Dark Places. So I'm recording lots of stories that I've written, and some of them I wrote over a year ago now. And I'm really enjoying it. And I'm really excited. I'm really excited about this. March the 1st, From Dark Places is going to be published, well, be launched. And it's really weird that it's coming out before 20 years later. And I think about 20 years later, it took 5 years. That's right, isn't it? Yeah, 5 years to get to the point of launch, which is in July. And From Dark Places, I've been working on the stories, at least, for the last year and a half. And it's going to be 20 years later to the shelves. God, it's exciting. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I was talking to Jodie, who is the editor and co-publisher in Emergent Publishing, who's the publisher for From Dark Places. And one of the things I was talking to her about was that when I wrote these stories, they're all kind of shiny and sparkly when you first think of them. They're kind of perfect in your head. And then I write them, and some of them just kind of come out onto the page, and there's very little to change, and some of them are absolute agony to... I could say something a lot worse, but some of them are really tricky to get right. And then I kind of send them to my short story club or put them on the site or whatever I do with them, and there's a nervousness about how people will react. And then, you know, I move on to the next story and I don't think about them very much. And over the past 4 months, Jodie and I have been editing all of these stories and kind of dismantling them, and they've become really tarnished and kind of grotty in my head as I've seen all of their flaws. And it's like being given an old silver bowl which is almost black with dirt, and painstakingly polishing and polishing and polishing until the point where I'm performing them now for the audiobook, and it's like it's polishing them back up to these kind of sparkling silver bowls. I'm falling back in love with them, which I'm really surprised by, because I thought that after seeing their ugly bits, I would never be able to love them again. Do other writers love their stories? I don't know. I'm very fond of all of them. They're like, I won't say children, puppies, like little puppies that I've brought into the world that are little bundles of loveliness. Anyway, that's enough burbling from me. I've got to go. Take care, my darlings. Bye.